serves grace gets this tall.
4 foot grass.
I know.
Of course, I don't grow cotton now, but most I had my cotton when I was cotton be crabgrass, you know, and things like that. A lot of Delta had a lot of vines, you know, they have to chop out of there. It's what I'd call red vines. I don't know what would be the right name for them. I'd call them red vines. I don't know what they are.
What would you use to break up the land with?
Well, I used to use a mule and plow.
Mule and plow, they used tractors.
They used a tractor.
What kinds of plows were there?
Well, you had a turning plow and a middle buster and a
harrow. And middle buster.
Section harrow.
Yeah.
Were there different
and
kinds of
plows? Yes, and different kinds of plow.
Mm-hmm.
Turning plow. Cultivators.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say cotton grows
in the Delta mostly, but ain't much of a raising hill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would you call a big area planted in cotton?
Cotton field.
Huh?
Cotton field.
Okay. What about something smaller than a field?
What's that today?
You'd call them a patch.
Okay. What sort of things do you grow in a patch?
Well, you can grow vegetables.
Well, I said y'all bring us some meat out here to me, have
you? Nothing.
Vegetables.
Boys going to work.
Vegetables.
Grandma's busy right now, but she can come on the phone, I guess. What are you doing over there out of school, girl? Now, what are you getting on me on sick, too?
It's mighty hard then.
Mm-hmm.
And we paid $100 a year on what's what we spend for rent. And the lady had 30 acres across the road, and she said if we let her have, we had it rented, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For a year, and she told if we'd let her have that across the road, that she'd sell us this for $100 a year. And we was already paying $100 tax, and we didn't have nothing to lose, you know, to let her sell that across the road, because that's good land across the road.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the choice to let her have that across the road and buy this side of the road, $100 a year. And we had already paying $100 rent. And we didn't have to pay no rent on it, you know, when we paid $100 payment on the year. And that $100 is awful hard to get hold of.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally got it, and we all people come through, and we leased the place 5 years for all. And we just got 98 acres on this side of the road, what we got. 99 7/10, of course, ain't quite 100. And the oil people come by, and we lease the oil people, and we got $100 a year lease on the oil, and we took 3 years, and we paid for it 2 years, you know, us paying for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we used that oil field money we got, we called it
lease
money to pay the other 3 years, and we were supposed to pay down in 5 years. And by leasing to the oil company, we got paid off in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. The oil company didn't find any oil around here.
They never drilled up.
They never drilled up here, never bring no
wells in. They might find them, but you know, they don't bring in every well they get fine. They don't bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
I think the article to bring them in where the president's talking now, they ought to open up all the wells they got and everything else. Look at me like if they've got them in the United States, they ought to be getting them opened up. That gas is going to be a situation, too.
It sure is.
You take anybody farm that last year, the man I bought my gas from during the crop time to run the tractor. I didn't buy it last year in November. See, I didn't have anything to do in November. Didn't use no gas. And now I can't buy any gas from him now for a while. I don't know how long.
Yeah.
They don't let him sell them none, because I didn't buy none in November last year. He said just a lot of the farmers the same way because too wet they couldn't use it. And said that